Fullerton Investment Views, Quarterly Report, Q4/2024. Investing under the three I's? Innovation and evolution continues driving our bullish outlook. Executive summary. Fullerton remains bullish on global risk assets, developed market DM equities, and has revised up our view from positive to bullish for Asia equities. We remain bullish on DM equities, led by the US and then Japan, with Europe lagging. Asia ex Japan equities are achieving strong earnings growth expectations driven by Taiwan, India, and South Korea. The region can continue to benefit from robust US consumerism and the prospect of greater supply chain demands from China. Equity markets in China can deliver robust returns over our forecast horizon, and the policy stimulus to come increases our conviction. Over time, this may unfold as China's whatever it takes moment to finally reverse deflation, boost earnings, and lift returns for investors. We maintain our positive outlook for fixed income returns as active investors can potentially secure capital gains from bonds as the Fed and the ECB cuts rates. Returns from corporate credit can benefit from a soft landing for global growth, robust profitability, and modest default rates. Yields are likely to settle at levels that can provide a favorable income stream, while providing some protection if growth unexpectedly slumps. The risk of the latter is higher, given greater geopolitical fears from the conflict in the Middle East, as well as possible shocks from the Russia-Ukraine war or China-Taiwan relations. Regardless of which party in the U.S. takes power in 2025, we believe any policy initiatives ultimately passed may prove to be deficit and inflation neutral. We do not foresee our bullish outlook on U.S. equities being derailed by the actions of politicians, because the core fundamentals driving earnings are very supportive. These supportive factors include above-trend growth, robust productivity, very low real production costs, sustained consumer spending, and Fed rate cuts. Section 1. Risk Asset Outlook. Fullerton believes that the robust trends in investment returns over 2024 can be sustained in 2025. The extremely high-risk asset returns into Q4/24, dominated by over 20% year-to-date, gains for equities, may ease back but still remain very positive for investors in 2025. Our investment themes, outlined in our Q3 Fullerton Investment Views of Industry 5.0 and Innovation, continue to underpin our bullish outlook for DM equity returns. U.S. performance is leading DM, followed by Europe and Japan, both on par with each other. We maintain our bullish outlook for global risk assets, dominated by DM equities. We maintain our conviction that earnings growth can remain strong, driven by robust productivity growth and low unit labor costs. In addition, broad financial conditions are supportive to U.S. equity returns and may get an added boost over 2025 from Fed rate cuts. Across U.S. households, financial wealth is very high, and this can continue to drive consumption spending. For the U.S. corporate sector, investment growth is solid, and this can reinforce productivity gains in tandem with new developments over time from technologies. DM equity returns should also remain supported by Japan's performance, given its robust productivity growth, second only to the U.S., and its very competitive real exchange rate. Contributions to DM equity performance from Europe can also be positive, as earnings growth should recover further with the benefit of robust U.S. demand. Furthermore, Europe equity valuations are modest, and as the ECB slowly cuts rates over time, easier monetary conditions can give an added boost to investor sentiment. We have revised up from positive to bullish our view for Asia equities, including China, as its involution is evolving. Equities across Asia, ex-Japan, are benefiting from high earnings growth expectations, which reflects stronger competitiveness, a greater export share to the U.S., and improving supply chain demands from China. Overall, Asia can continue to benefit from global demands associated with Industry 5.0, especially across new industrials, the IT communication sector, and consumerism. Our third eye investment theme of involution in China is evolving. In our end July Q3 Fullerton Investment Views report, we move to a positive outlook for China equities, harmonizing with our positive view for Asia, ex-Japan, equities, held since January, as China's earnings, growth expectations improved with the most acute deflation behind. Now into Q4, China's policymakers have surprised markets by announcing the most significant monetary and fiscal stimulus plans since the COVID pandemic. These new initiatives are certainly the necessary conditions for China to be in a position that it may finally reverse producer price deflation and boost corporate profitability over time. China's new policy stimulus plans present the best chance of success because they are multi-pronged across both the monetary and fiscal fronts and very targeted at addressing the key areas of deflation risk, especially across the real estate sector and consumer spending. In addition, there may now be far too much credibility at stake, from President Xi Jinping down to the province-level officials, for policy failure to be acceptable. As a result, we now have a stronger conviction that equity markets in China can deliver robust returns over our forecast horizon and have revised our outlook up from positive to bullish. The People's Bank of China, PBOC, is utilizing all its tools with the objective to boost liquidity, to support investor sentiment, encourage more bank lending to households and firms, and increase housing demand. For its newly signaled fiscal policy stimulus, China has confirmed it will increase government debt significantly, with spending targeted to support households, especially those on low incomes, the real estate sector, along with the banks, to free up capital for more lending, and with more resources channeled toward local government spending programs. Around 2 to 3 trillion CNY in debt-raised funds should be deployed by year-end, with an initial issuance cap into 2025 of up to 6 trillion CNY. Shock and awe policy announcements are always tricky for markets to price in effectively. They will often overshoot in the near term, and returns will be volatile. But so far, signals from market pricing suggest that investors are building confidence that the real estate sector can eventually stabilize, and bank share prices are still performing well. In such an environment, value stocks and consumer-linked equities could also hold up. The latter will be a key barometer sector because stronger household spending and credit demand will be critical to any sustainable recovery. Industrial metal prices have been supported by demand growth, while gold and oil prices may rise further on geopolitical risks. Industrial metal prices have remained solid, reflecting ongoing robust U.S. demand, especially for aluminum and copper, as well as more positive expectations that China's metal demand will increase. Gold and oil prices have been supported by a cluster of geopolitical risks, especially fears that the Middle East conflict will intensify, now that Iran is involved, along with potential shocks that could stem from the Russia-Ukraine war or from China-Taiwan relations. Gold prices have also been boosted by strong demand from global central banks as they increase their reserve asset allocations to more prudent levels. Across the U.S. bond market, the total risk premium is rising and is now around 25 basis points, which is about half of the 50 basis points peak when the big shock of the Hamas-Israel conflict began a year ago. U.S. election outcome uncertainty may also be adding a risk premium. What has also contributed to the significant rise in the U.S. bond risk premium during October is that the U.S. election race may be very close. Markets would prefer a clear-cut and significant winner to avoid any possible and prolonged disruption threats from instances of vote challenges, for example. If the U.S. bond risk premium reaches 50 basis points, then U.S. 10-year nominal yields could move to around 4.6% per annum and may only fall back after clarity on the U.S. election outcome. The Middle East conflict, along with other risks across the geopolitical spectrum, are closely watched. The best defense for investors is to remain diversified and have some exposure to fixed income assets and gold. It is also important to remember that against a backdrop of strong fundamentals, any adverse reactions to geopolitical shocks can wash out, and risk assets can eventually return to positive trends. Fullerton remains positive on Asia investment-grade corporate credit and global sovereign bonds. With global growth set to achieve a beautiful landing at its trend, along with strong corporate profitability growth, especially across Asia, Fullerton maintains its view that returns from Asia IG corporate credit can be robust. A key benefit of active management for bond investors is that they can secure potential capital gains, especially on DM holdings, as the Fed and the ECB cut rates. Ultimately, yields are likely to settle at levels that can provide a favorable income stream, while providing some protection if growth unexpectedly slumps. The risk of the latter is higher, given geopolitical fears. Section 2. Investment environment. This cycle is different. Fullerton has called it the Great Decoupling, part of our 3G thematic. Global growth is tracking around its long-term average, 3.5% PA since 1990. But there is much variation across countries. For example, U.S. growth has been well above the common 2% trend assumptions for 6 months, i.e., 3% Q2 SAR, 3.4% SAR, based on 18 OCT 2024 nowcast, while Japan's growth bounced to 2.9% Q2 SAR, and China's growth is 4.8% year-to-date to September, while Europe lags with just 0.8% growth Q2 SAR. What is most relevant for investors is that earnings growth cycles have been even more decoupled, with the U.S. and Japan the strongest, closely followed by Asia ex-Japan, China with a wide gap between MSCI All and China AEPS, and Europe is the laggard. Fullerton's investment environment indicator has rebounded to Goldilocks as global growth, inflation, liquidity, and risk appetite are very supportive. The signals from our four core global factors that help drive investment returns over time have become more supportive. Global growth is settling around its trend. Inflation is low. Liquidity is improving and returning toward its trend, while investor risk appetite has surged. The resulting Goldilocks environment can be bullish for risk asset returns into the end of the year. What is impacting liquidity? Global liquidity is still below its trend, largely due to weakness in China and Europe. That is set to change as the ECB progresses with its rate cuts, and especially as China injects more liquidity with its new monetary policy stimulus. China's excess money growth, M2, had slowed and normalized back in line with GDP growth. So it is a very timely action that the PBOC is creating more liquidity at this juncture. Because excess liquidity can have a significant positive correlation with stronger share market returns. In contrast to China, the U.S. economy remains very well supported by easy liquidity and financial conditions. That has been driven by the start of the Fed's rate cuts, a slower decline in the Fed's balance sheet relative to economic activity, positive money growth, and favorable financial markets. The recent appreciation in the U.S. dollar has not tightened financial conditions because overall the dollar has been flat since the August flash crash. China's growth will almost certainly hit the 5% target this year. We have always maintained the view that China will hit its 5% GDP growth target, set by the NPC, for this year. YTD, end September. GDP growth was 4.8%, and industrial production growth, the most significant component of the economy, has held around 5% per annum. Growth in consumer spending has slowed, but at around 3%, it remains sufficient. More importantly, the stimulus is too late to materially change China's growth for 2024. That outcome is already baked in the cake. This is an important reminder to investors that the stimulus packages are not because of any short-term weakness. Instead, they are designed to resolve the longer-term problems of overproduction, rebalancing more toward consumption, and ending deflation. DM, led by the U.S., is making strong contributions to global growth. As we explained in our Q3 investment views, innovation is a trend that has been unfolding for many years, especially across the U.S., Japan, and Germany. It reflects greater productivity and lower costs, resulting in higher than otherwise earnings. No time in the past, except perhaps in the 1960s, has there been such a sustained lift in U.S. corporate earnings. And that is across the population of around 6 million U.S. employer firms. As it is, strong profits on average is across Main Street, and not just Wall Street this time. This alone explains why many describe the environment today as one of U.S. exceptionalism. Japan has also performed well and rebounded strongly after the COVID-driven recession, while Germany is the productivity leader of Europe. U.S. fiscal policy outlook. Many investors may be proved too pessimistic. We explained in our Q3 investment views that if U.S. policy shifts toward more intense protectionism, it could ultimately prove positive for U.S. stocks, especially those with domestic-centric supply chains and revenues, and negative for foreign equities, especially for firms that rely on U.S. demand. Surveys of reserve managers, central banks, and real money investors have suggested that if the balance of power lies with the Republicans, then that may prove positive for U.S. equities and bonds. Almost by definition, then Republicans cannot be too inflationary for the U.S. economy, because that would push yields too high and become unambiguously negative for U.S. equities, which is against the most common expectation. The historical record suggests that Republicans tend to pursue legislation that favors U.S. business, lowers taxes, i.e., easier fiscal policy, but also cuts social supports, i.e., tighter fiscal policy. Democrats have some bias toward more spending, i.e., easier fiscal policy, but favor higher taxes, i.e., tighter fiscal policy, for funding. Not surprisingly, then, most of the time after a U.S. election, there always tends to be some offsetting forces with new government policies. Do not discount the positive impact on the deficit from robust U.S. growth. Many investors still fear that the U.S. fiscal deficit will become worse in 2025 to 2026, even though there is no strong evidence to support that. Firstly, the Democrats and the Republicans have proposed many offsetting policy actions that could easily prove to be deficit neutral, i.e., on the one hand give, while the other hand takes. More importantly, economists are terrible at predicting deficits, even just months ahead. For example, in late 2023, almost all commentators expected the U.S. fiscal deficit to be worse in 2024, being the last year of President Biden's regime. In contrast, the U.S. fiscal deficit, at 5.5% of GDP, Q2 2024, has improved as spending has been stable, as a share of GDP, while revenues have surged on strong growth. Robust growth is a key swing factor for the U.S. fiscal deficit that many investors forget about. If U.S. growth holds up into 2025 as we expect, then the fiscal deficit may not be concerning. Others worry that the possibility of much higher U.S. tariffs, especially on China, will increase U.S. inflation and weaken U.S. growth. However, the evidence on this is not strong either, since the U.S. trade war with China, where U.S. tariffs, against China, increased by 20% on average, U.S. goods inflation has been very low on average. It is actually deflation again. August 2024 at minus 0.9% year over year. And U.S. GDP growth is well above trend. The pass-through from tariffs to U.S. inflation is very weak, and changing spending patterns gives insulation to U.S. growth. This is because U.S. consumers buy less of expensive imports, which is a key reason China's export share to the U.S. has fallen from 25% to 13%. Excluding the COVID period, it is a 20-year low. Market reactions, especially rising bond yields, to potential election outcome uncertainty, should not be assumed to mean there are significant worries about the deficit or inflation. No doubt the upcoming U.S. elections are adding to investor concerns, especially if it is a very close result, which creates the risk of votes being challenged and potentially a delayed outcome. Once decided, Fullerton believes that regardless of which party holds the balance of power, the robust macro fundamentals across the U.S. are not at significant risk. As such, the fundamentals should continue to support the bullish U.S. risk asset returns we expect. Section 3, equities. U.S. exceptionalism continues, and not because of the Fed. If earnings growth can remain robust because of strong U.S. productivity and very low unit production costs, then that can be more important for positive equity returns than the Fed rate cuts. We maintain our bullish outlook on DM equities, led by the U.S. U.S. activity indicators have surprised some investors on the upside, but it is what we expected, and we believe the U.S. can maintain above 2% trend growth into 2025. The support to earnings from productivity and low unit labor costs can continue to prove very favorable for equity returns. U.S. consumption spending is likely to remain robust, given how strong household balance sheets are from the rise in wealth. On the supply side of the economy, the rebound in investment spending by U.S. firms is helping to enhance productivity performance. U.S. equity market performance remains broad. Since end June, laggard sectors have seen upward revisions to earnings growth expectations, especially materials, industrials, and healthcare. From the Q2 reporting season across all U.S. sectors, at least 70% of firms beat expectations. This reinforces how broad-based the robust U.S. fundamentals are. And the Q3 earnings season looks set for strong performance being sustained. In part, this can be because U.S. real GDP growth was 3% in Q2, which was sustained into Q3, based on nowcasts. The U.S. has enjoyed 6 consecutive months of significantly above-trend growth in spending, with very low inflation and production costs. The U.S. IT sector can remain a leading performer under our Three Eyes theme. We maintain our positive outlook on returns from the U.S. IT sector. Granted, IT sector returns have fallen by more than the market, but IT returns have simply settled back around its historic trend of market-wide outperformance. The correction could prove to be healthy, as it may moderate some investors' overexuberance. Earnings growth expectations for the U.S. IT sector are also slowing, and that will continue. But relative to the earnings performance across the entire U.S. market, the IT sector can defend its profitability edge. Returns from U.S. financials could also become stronger. Returns for U.S. financials may improve as interest income becomes more supportive, and especially as non-interest income, from asset management, etc., continues its solid rebound. The steeper U.S. yield curve ahead, as the forward market seems to be pricing in, signals higher returns can unfold for U.S. financials. Returns from Japan equities should also remain solid, while Europe can improve over time with greater demand stemming from its stronger trade exposure to the U.S. We remain bullish on Japan equities as earnings performance is supported by significant productivity growth and competitiveness gains. Japan's exports and productivity-enhancing corporate investment are at record highs when tracked as a percent of GDP. It is therefore not surprising that the slowdown in Japan's expected earnings growth should remain very gradual. Separately, Europe's earnings growth expectations is continuing to try and find a bottom. As activity slowly improves, especially with the benefit of Europe's higher trade share to the U.S., then profitability may be able to slowly grind higher. We have revised up from positive to bullish on Asia equities, including China. Asia ex-Japan continues to enjoy a significant increase in its earnings growth expectations, which are now one standard deviation above average. Taiwan and South Korea, as high-value added manufacturers, are benefiting from stronger global demands for new industrial outputs, IT, and consumer products. Fullerton maintains its favorable outlook on India equities, as we believe its core fundamentals can remain on a solid trend. We are positive on Singapore equities, as firms are likely to benefit from stronger DM and regional demand, in particular for higher-end capital goods. Our bullish outlook for China equities reflects the ongoing improvement in earnings growth expectations, and as China's new stimulus packages appear to meet the necessary conditions to eventually reverse deflation and boost corporate profitability. So far, relative equity performance has not changed too much across the various China exchange listings, which fits with the relative earnings expectations. China A is still the weakest versus MSCI China and China H. Furthermore, across the domestic China A sectors, relative performance has also been largely preserved. Not surprisingly, all returns across all exchanges surged, overshot on the upside, given the big shock the stimulus announcements proved to be, and have corrected back, but are holding up, which should be positive for investor confidence as time passes. We continue to favor IT, consumerism, new industrials, and ESG-linked stocks. The global equity sectors we like have not changed materially from what we discussed in detail in our Q3 investment views. We generally prefer growth over value, and sectors linked to consumerism, IT, new industrials, selected healthcare names, financials, and ESG leaders. These sectors are favored, as overall they are experiencing rising market share coupled with productivity gains containing costs. Financials can benefit from steeper yield curves and stronger non-interest income into next year. As we also highlighted in our Q3 update, potential rotations are likely to remain on the radar as earnings growth expectations continue to converge between the strongest, slowing down sectors, and the laggards, rising. That said, relative performance orderings may not change dramatically, i.e., U.S. tech, IT, and communications will likely maintain the strongest earnings growth expectations, while the energy sector may hold the lowest ranking. Section 4, fixed income. Our baseline view has always been that the rate cuts signaled by the Fed seem consistent with the U.S. macro outlook. During October, U.S. forward market pricing aligned back to the Fed's outlook, as presented in September. And a key takeaway is the market view that the yield curve will return toward a more normal, positive slope next year. The Fed has forecast its policy rate to hit 3.4% during 2025, which is not too far, only 50 basis points above its assumed long-term neutral policy rate of 2.9%. The Fed's easing reflects U.S. PCE inflation already being around the neighborhood of the Fed's 2% target, with no expected tangible inflation upside in 2025, and the rise in unemployment to a more sustainable rate. The Fed expects the U.S. unemployment rate to hit 4.4% by year-end and hold at that level in 2025, which is marginally above the assumed 4.2% natural rate. Even though U.S. growth continues to track very strongly, at over 3%, and it may well hold above common trend assumptions of 2% in 2025, the Fed still needs to ease as it has presented in September. This is because a key part of its dual mandate is to avoid unemployment being too high, i.e., above the Fed's long-term natural rate assumption, which would break its full employment objective. We remain positive on Asia local currency bonds and IG corporate credit. Our positive view is supported by regional central bank easing and favorable global monetary dynamics. As the Fed's rate cuts unfold further in 2025, the tailwinds for Asian currencies and bond markets may improve further. The prospect of USD weakness can create a favorable environment for Asian local currency investors. However, the extent of USD depreciation could be tempered by the ECB also easing significantly as EMU inflation is close to target and the growth outlook is weak. That said, even if the USD remains range-bound against DM, it could slip versus Asia, which will open up room for central banks across the region to potentially ease faster. Therefore, more front-loading of monetary easing across the region is possible, in particular from countries like Indonesia and South Korea, as inflation is well contained. Overall, we remain constructive on Asian local currency bonds, supported by ongoing easing cycles and favorable market technicals. That said, we are mindful of potential risks, including the outcome uncertainty surrounding the U.S. elections contributing to market volatility. After the U.S. elections, fears of any escalation of trade tensions could negatively impact Asian currency sentiment. On the other hand, the prospect of higher U.S. tariffs on imports from China could lead to larger than otherwise stimulus actions from China's policymakers. With China unveiling its new monetary and fiscal stimulus packages, the spillover effect has been most pronounced in China high-yield credits, particularly in the property sector. This shock and awe announcement caught most investors underweight and short on China assets by surprise. Accordingly, positioning is likely to shift significantly if the policy actions push China yields sustainably higher over time. For Asia corporate credit, we do not expect significant changes in the supply dynamics, but we see potential for demand to start picking up. This could provide an additional technical boost, especially if investor sentiment towards China becomes more positive. We believe investors should adjust exposures towards sectors that are linked to consumerism, select industrials, and real estate. This is because they may benefit the most from the robust rise in earnings growth underway, easier monetary conditions, and from China's stimulus. There is also likely to be selected opportunities over time across EM credits, where technicals are less crowded, but we would remain cautious and avoid regions with geopolitical sensitivities. The US dollar may be range-bound, but still with some bias toward depreciation, especially once the US election is passed. The U.S. interest rate differential, against DM, has created some depreciation force on the U.S. dollar, as the Fed has outlined a significant easing path. However, the downside for the USD-DXY index may be limited to the degree that the ECB also cuts its policy rate. So far, the U.S. dollar has remained significantly positively correlated with oil prices. Oil prices have been volatile, jumping on Middle East concerns, but also falling by relatively more, reflecting concerns that global crude demand will surprise further on the downside. More recently, the U.S. bond risk premium has increased significantly, in part perhaps reflecting the U.S. election being too close to call, which has pulled up U.S. yields and the dollar. Furthermore, investor positioning was significantly short the U.S. dollar, but has since corrected back sharply to neutral, which has helped the USD rise, even as oil prices have slipped. Disclaimer: no offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN, 2003-16670W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified. Although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN, 2003-16672W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading, such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. Neither MSCI, nor any other party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating the MSCI data, makes any express or implied warranties or representations with respect to such data, or the results to be obtained by the use thereof. And all such parties hereby expressly disclaim all warranties of originality, accuracy, completeness, merchantability, or fitness for a particular purpose with respect to any of such data. Without limiting any of the foregoing, in no event shall MSCI, any of its affiliates, or any third party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating the data have any liability for any direct, indirect, special, punitive, consequential, or any other damages, including lost profits, even if notified of the possibility of such damages. No further distribution or dissemination of the MSCI data is permitted without MSCI's express written consent.